This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, November 28th. Well, we had a kind of a rough week last week in cattle, with markets starting out a bit firm but could not hang on to those gains. We got a big reversal down on Wednesday, and that took us below the gaps from Monday and gave us a pretty strong sell signal. In fact, the February contract gave us a double top with an outside day lower. That's a pretty big sell signal for there. December's pushed into a new high above that late October high and then failed, and it gave us a kind of a spike high reversal down. So there's some pretty serious sell signals that we're seeing in the live cattle market. In feeders, we didn't get new highs. Those were put in on Monday with a gap higher, and then we just had no follow through at all. And then on Wednesday, the markets kind of pushed down, went below the gap from Monday, closed below there, and then had some follow through on Friday. So the cattle market's showing some weakness here and giving us some sell signals. It's a little early than the normal seasonal pattern. Usually that happens in early December, but I think we're getting that already. It wouldn't surprise me to see the markets get a bounce back up. You know, it was on light volume that we got these sell signals. So perhaps the buyers are still thinking that there's more to this upside, and the cash trade would support that. Pretty solid cash trade last week. But again, these are sell signals that I would take, and you know, it's pretty well defined where your stops are. So I would look to be selling rallies, probably in feeder cattle, back to refill the gap. And same thing at live cattle as well. Come back up, refill that gap, and then that's where you sell it, with a stop above last week's high. For the week, we had December live cattle basically unchanged. Febs were down 70, and feeder cattle front month was down $2.50. In the cash trade, a very strong market, and I think there too, you're probably seeing the buyers scramble, get everything that they want done. You know, the packers, the retailers, actually it's mostly the packers, probably trying to fill some, you know, get them contracts filled and get everything done. Again, you know, got a full kill week this week, and then we start into the holiday season. Normally, you're going to have all your buying done by this week, or certainly by that second week of December. So it's kind of, you know, we're right into this first week of December, starting out with this week. But the Fed trade last week in the Southern Plains was up around $4 to $5 at 154 to 155. Central Plains and over into the Midwest, we were up 2 to 3 at 156 to 158. Dress trade was up 3 at 245. Box beef values were mixed on Friday. We had choice down 73 cents at 252. Select was up 104 at 234. The spread lost another $1.77. We're sitting at 1746. So that spread has lost $7 just in the last about 10 days. Box beef movement on Friday was 61 loads. So the total for the week is 485 loads. Slaughter rate through Friday at 500,000 head. That, of course, has a holiday in there, but it's down from 640 a week ago, but it's still up 16,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 54 cents. We're sitting at 174.29. So I think what we saw with the big surge in the cash, again, is just packers just trying to get everything wrapped up before Thursday's holiday. They're not going to want to have to come back in on Friday and get some cash sales done. This week is a full kill week, and then you head into the holidays. Packers will be getting ready for a shift in retail demand to the lower grade cuts after the holidays. So we'll see if there's any wrap-up business this week, but I think that our seasonal highs have been formed. If the market gets a bounce here, we'll be looking to sell it. Probably for the next month or so, I would expect cattle markets to work their way lower. It could turn out to be more of a longer-term high, and that's more of a technical consideration. In the feeder cattle, it looks like this whole correction is more of a big ABC to the upside, correcting the sell-off that we had from mid-August to mid-October. So if that's the case, then we would be looking for a leg down similar to that late summer sell-off. And that would take us below the low that we saw in the January, the mid-October low of 173. And that could take us back down to the basic support level of that 169 to 170 on the longer term weekly charts. I know that's a long way down and it's hard to justify fundamentally, but technically you could make an argument that that's what this market is kind of setting up for. But either way, the longer term trend is up, longer term fundamentals are bullish. It's just this short term, how does the market respond to what I think could be some weakness spilling into the live cattle market that likely would spill over into the feeder cattle market. That's just kind of what I'm looking at. We'll see how that all plays out. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.